You're listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. Each week, we present a pub quiz style program with four rounds of varying themes consisting of eight questions each, in addition to a music round and bonus anagram. If you'd like, we have a PDF scoring sheet available on our website, triviatimepodcast.com, which you can use to answer along. Each correct answer will be worth 1 point unless specified otherwise. Similar to a pub quiz experience, we serve up a fun mix of trivia as well as friendly banter. Get together with your trivia team or play solo, at home, or on the go, because it's trivia time. Welcome to episode 261 of Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. I am your host, Kelly Sharon, and I'm joined by our quizmaster, Ricky Lime.
Hi there. How you doing, Kelly?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well as well. It's almost October.
Wild.
Well, you know why that makes me excited. Everything's getting spooky.
Yep.
See a lot of Halloween decorations out and about.
You do love spooky season.
I've yet to hit the garage and bust out our decorations, but it's a matter of days.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised.
I've been eating those white chocolate Reese's ghosts like nobody's business.
Oh yeah, those are good.
So creamy, so delightful. A good meal substitute, am I right? So a super fun lineup today. Just a few things to mention before we get going. As we mentioned last week, we have a hot dog themed visual round up that is on our website. The answers for that will be coming up next week, so check it out before then. Also, we have a brand new patron. Welcome aboard to Logan.
Hi, Logan. Thank you.
Also, just a quick reminder that Kelly and I really like seeing five-star reviews, so if anybody has any free time, we would love to see some new ones pop up. It really helps our show, helps get the word out, and makes us feel good. So keep that in mind, taters.
All right, it's time to get to our bonus anagram of the week. This will be due at the end of our program after we reveal the answers to round five, so you have plenty of time to work on it. Our bonus anagram this week is Mr. Cutie. M-R-C-U-T-I-E. And the question that goes with this anagram is, native to India and Southeast Asia, what colorful superfood is a flowering plant in the ginger family? Moving on to round one.
Round number one is called Viva La Maya. As we usher in the new season of Saturday Night Live, we are welcoming back the treasure that is Maya Rudolph, who will be portraying Kamala Harris. So in her honor, this is a Maya-themed general knowledge round.
Question number one. Who was comedic actress Maya Rudolph's mom? Nicknamed Queen of the Whistle Register, she tragically passed away at the age of 31. Question number two. In 1993, Maya Angelou recited her poem, On the Pulse of the Morning, at the presidential inauguration for what incoming president? Question number three. Actress and musician Maya Hawke voiced a character named Anxiety in what 2024 Pixar animated feature? Question number four. What country is Chichen Itza, the Mayan city archaeological site, located in? Question number five. What type of animal is Maya, a fictional character in the 2006 survival drama film, Eight Below? Question number six. British rapper M.I.A. goes by the name Maya Offstage, an abbreviation of her given name. She released a 2008 top 10 hit song that featured gunshot sounds, which were censored by MTV. What is this song? Question number 7. Maya Moore became the first female basketball player to sign with the Air Jordan brand in 2011. What WNBA team was she selected first overall in the 2011 draft to join, going on to earn Rookie of the Year honors? Question number 8.
A large wooden statue of the children book character, Maya the Bee, can be found in what European capital that is also home to Castle Square, the Copernicus Science Center, and the Chopin Monument.
We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round one, Viva La Maya. Question number one. Maya Rudolph's mom and the queen of the whistle register was Minnie Riperton.
So definitely a tragic story here. Minnie Riperton died really young. I remember Maya Rudolph did a SNL episode, and she did this whole photo shoot where it was inspired by old album covers and press shots of her mom, and it was really cute and touching.
Yeah, I love that album cover one.
Yeah, she's wearing like overalls eating ice cream or something. It's adorable.
Super cute. Question number two. In 1993, Maya Angelou recited a poem at the presidential inauguration for Bill Clinton.
Do you know who recited a poem at Donald Trump's inauguration? Was it like Ted Nugent or something?
I actually have no idea.
Kid Rock.
Are you kidding?
Hulk Hogan.
Oh my God.
Mike Lindell in his pillow. I'll stop. I really don't know.
Question number three. Maya Hawke voiced a character named Anxiety in Inside Out 2.
Did you know that Maya Hawke, obviously she's adorable and a talented actress, but she also has released a few albums. She's musical.
Oh, I love that.
I know. I'm not familiar with her music, but I might be soon. I'm intrigued.
Question number four. The country the Mayan city archaeological site Chichen Itza is located in is Mexico.
And I believe this is considered one of the ancient wonders of the world.
I believe you're right. Question number five. In the 2006 film, Eight Below, Maya is a husky.
I believe it was just a movie about sled dogs, so this makes sense.
That's right. Question number six. British rapper MIA, who also goes by the name Maya, released the 2008 hit Paper Planes.
It was a good one.
Really good. Question number seven. Maya Moore became the first female basketball player to sign with the Air Jordan brand in 2011, the same year she was drafted to the Minnesota Lynx.
And I believe she recently had her jersey number retired because she had such a successful career in that WNBA. So good for her.
Question number eight. A large wooden statue of Maya the Bee can be found in Warsaw, Poland. Moving on to round two.
Round number two is our audio round. This one is called Got It Bad. Calling all baddies, we've got the goods with this music round that features eight songs with titles that all have the word bad in them. You will get a half point for song title and a half point for recording artist.
One. Kind of mad that it didn't take a step at it. Thought you were too good for me, my dear. Never gave me time of day, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I think are sure, yeah.
Two.
Three. Four.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too. all set. Woo, 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 woo. Records on records, got backers on backers. I'm riding around in a cool, cool. I take your bitch right from you, you. I'm a dog, woo. Beat her walls loose. Hey. Hop in the frog, woo. Scream. I tell that bitch to come for me.
5.
Get touched like a happy pill, but still all we do is fear. What could possibly happen next? Can we focus on the love? Paint my kiss across your chest. If you're the art, I'll be the brush. Ooh, it's taking up a fraction of my mind.
7. H.
Here are the answers for round two, Got It Bad. Song number one was Bad Habit by Steve Lacy. Song number two was Bad Reputation by Joan Jett. Song number three was Bad Moon Rising by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Song number four was Bad and Bougie by Migos featuring Lil Uzi Vert. Song number five was Bad Medicine by Bon Jovi. Song number six was Bad Liar by Selena Gomez.
My feelings on fire. Guess I'm a bad liar.
Song number seven was Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
Gaga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance?
Bah, rah. And song number eight was Bad Idea Right by Olivia Rodrigo.
It's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right?
Some good stuff on this list, Kel.
Really great. I would call it not bad.
Not bad, except for maybe one or two songs. I'm looking at you, Bon Jovi.
That's right.
It's only my opinion, guys. I do really like that Selena Gomez song, Bad Liar. It's got vibes that remind me of Psycho Killer, the Talking Heads song.
Uh-huh.
But also, I think Steve Lacy is a pretty great artist. You know how I feel about CCR. Love me some dad rock.
Yep, that's right.
Olivia Rodrigo, Keeping It Sassy with Bad Idea Right. That's a fun one. So definitely some treasures on this list.
I agree. Moving on to round three.
Round number three goes out to our patron, Kelsey. Hi, Kelsey. Kelsey loves Pokemon, so this round is for her. It is called Gotta Catch 'Em All. We Pikachu-choose you with this adorable round all about the world of Pokemon.
Thank you, Kelsey. Question number one. What are the two main colors of Pokeballs? The spherical item critical to a trainer's quest, used for catching and storing. Question number two. Known as Purin in Japan, what is the name of the popular lullaby singing character that is a pink balloon-shaped creature with bright blue eyes and cat-like ears? Question number three. What decade was Pokemon the video game released? Question number four. Bordered by the Red Sea to the west, what country banned Pokemon for promoting polytheism, belief in more than one god? This country is the largest in the Middle East. Question number 5. Once spotted by a fan playing Pokemon Go on a park bench, what South African celebrity and admitted fan of the franchise penned the 2016 memoir, Born a Crime? Question number 6. What Japanese video game giant with headquarters in Kyoto owns the Pokemon Media franchise? Question number 7. At the center of the franchise, what is the name of the young boy from Pallet Town with a dream of becoming a Pokemon master? He shares a first name with the main character of the Evil Dead franchise. Question number 8. The popular character Pikachu got his own film, which hit theaters in 2019, starring Ryan Reynolds. What was the title of this film?
We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round 3, Gotta Catch 'Em All. Question number 1. The two main colors of Pokeballs are red and white. Question number 2. The popular lullaby singing character known as Purin in Japan is Jigglypuff.
Might be my favorite Pokemon character. This one's so cute. Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute.
Friend of the show.
Question number 3. The decade Pokemon the video game was released was the 1990s.
1996, to be exact. You know, I would have said it was even older, but the animation style is just so simple and old school that it's hard to tell when it originated, really. And they've still sort of stuck to the basics, you know?
Totally. Question number 4. The Middle Eastern country that banned Pokemon for promoting polytheism is Saudi Arabia.
Seriously?
Seems silly.
Their ban list is like, longer than a CVS receipt.
Exactly. Question number 5. The celebrity and Pokemon fan who penned the memoir Born a Crime is Trevor Noah.
And can he be more adorable if he tried?
Yeah.
He's the best. Yeah, and his memoir was really great. And then he's just, you know, out in public playing Pokemon Go, looking handsome, being cute and smart, like whatever.
Super cute. Question number 6. The Japanese video game giant who owns the Pokemon Media franchise is Nintendo. Question number 7. The name of the young boy from Pallet Town with a dream of becoming a Pokemon master is Ash Ketchum.
So you can get that point if you just put Ash. Do you think that last name Ketchum inspired that you gotta catch 'em all? Or do you think that that's just coincidental?
No, I don't believe that's coincidental. Question number 8. Pikachu got his own film in 2019 titled Detective Pikachu.
Big time friend of the show. Even the posters were so adorable. He's so furry and then also wears that little Sherlock Holmes hat.
I watched this. I liked it a lot. I'm not going to contest the friend status.
Okay, it's very cute, Kelly.
I thought it was absurdly cute. I couldn't agree more.
Yes.
Moving on to round 4.
Round number 4 goes out to our patron, Jenny. Hello, Jenny. This one's for you. It is called Winging It. Are you ready to squawk? Give me a beak. This round is all about parrots.
Thanks, Jenny. Question number 1. The largest parrots by length is what type of colorful bird that are native to Mexico, Central America, and South America? Question number 2. Voiced by Gilbert Gottfried, what was the name of the villainous parrot in the Disney animated film Aladdin? Question number 3. What color are the eggs of all parrot species? Question number 4. What U.S. president and his family owned two parakeets named Bluebell and Marybelle while they were living in the White House in the 1960s? This president won a Pulitzer Prize for his 1956 published volume of biographies titled Profiles in Courage. Question number 5. All parrots are zygodactyl, meaning they have toes that face both backward and forward. How many toes do parrots have on each foot? Question number 6. A parrot named Pole was the titular character's companion after he wrecked his ship on a remote island in what 1719 Daniel Defoe adventure novel? Question number 7. Primarily used in bird keeping, what is the 6-letter term used to define a small to medium-sized parrot, including parakeets? Question number 8. Hatched in 1979, a large green parrot is the mascot for what alliteratively named MLB team, nicknamed the Buckos and the Lumber Company?
We'll give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers.
Here are the answers for round 4, Winging It. Question number 1. The largest parrots by length are macaws.
So some of them are over 3 feet in length. So big birds. The largest macaw is the hyacinth macaw. But I also just want to mention that I have this eccentric neighbor who's not a friend of the show that owns 2 of these macaws. So, and they do squawk pretty loudly and any time of day that they want. Beautiful birds.
Annoying neighbors.
Great pets? Question mark. Do not blame the birds.
No, no. Question number 2. The name of the villainous parrot in Aladdin is Iago.
Iago's a little bee. Can't be trusted, that one.
That's right. Question number 3. The color of parrot eggs is white.
So all parrot eggs are white. There are hundreds of different kinds of parrots, and that's one thing that they have all in common is that they have white eggs that don't have a distinctive pattern on them.
That's weird. Interesting. Question number 4. The U.S. president who owned 2 parakeets named Bluebell and Marybelle in the 60s was John F. Kennedy.
So you can find some pretty sweet photos of Jackie Kennedy and their 2 young children, like, tending to these little birds in the White House.
That's pretty cute. Question number 5. The amount of toes that parrots have on each foot is 4.
So being zygodactyl means that they have toes pointing both forward and backward. So in this case, there's 2 pointing forward and 2 pointing backwards.
Wild.
It's how they can have that mean grip, you know?
I guess so. That's right.
It feels weird to say that they have toes. Don't they just have talons? So then I looked it up. So they have toes. What the talon is legit just the tip with the claw. That's the talon. So the talon is just the tip of the toe.
Oh, the more you know. Question number 6. A parrot named Paul was featured in the Daniel Defoe adventure novel Robinson Crusoe. Question number 7. The 6-letter term describing a small to medium-sized parrot is conure.
So some of the conures are like lovebirds. They're really cute and colorful, and they've got those little cutie rosy cheeks, you know? Parrots are really smart.
I do know that.
I understand why Jenny likes them.
Question number 8. The alliteratively named MLB team with a large green parrot as a mascot is the Pittsburgh Pirates.
It's weird, though, because it's not feathered. It has fur, you know, because it's a mascot. And then also, it doesn't have a cute name like Squawks or something. It's literally just called the Pirate Parrot.
Weird.
I mean, I'm not really mad at it, but there's some things about it that, you know, we could improve on.
That's right. Moving on to round five.
So as always, round number five is our connection round. It is a series of seven seemingly unrelated questions and answers that are somehow connected. So the answer to number eight will be the connection.
Question number one. Who is the longest serving U.S. president and the only president to have served for more than two terms? Question number two. What New York-based alt-rock band is best known for their 1994 hit, Sex and Candy? Question number three. In 1983, who became the first American woman to fly in space at the age of 32? Question number four. What sandwich with U.S. origins is described as a hamburger served with caramelized onions, Swiss cheese, and two slices of seeded rye bread in lieu of buns? Question number five. What comedic actor and father of 11 children co-founded the distribution company United Artists in 1911? Question number six. Korn, Kid Rock, and Creed were just three of the bands that performed at what music festival that took place in New York in 1999 and was plagued by bad weather, poor sanitation, and rampant incidents of sexual assault? Question number seven. Born Ronald McKiernan, what was the founding member of the Grateful Dead, who passed away in 1973 at the age of 27, best known as?
It's connection time, and question number eight is the connection between the answers for questions one through seven. We're going to give you a few seconds of music to wrap things up before we move on to the answers. And just as a reminder, the bonus anagram will be due at the end of this round.
Here are the answers for round five, our connection round. Question number one. The only president to have served for more than two terms is Franklin D. Roosevelt.
You know, I think two terms is enough.
I think that's a good rule. Yep.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Whoa, Kelly. What was that? Sorry, I was trying to multitask. I've got a tattoo artist friend right behind me just finishing up my Jigglypuff lower back tattoo.
Nice.
Nice.
Not mad at that look.
Me either, to be honest. It's not a no. I'd be game.
In this case, while you might get that tattoo, I think it's a triple tater.
I would get that tattoo, but I also think you're right. So if you correctly answer this question, you will receive 3 points instead of one.
The New York-based alt-rock band, best known for their 1994 hit, Sex and Candy, is Marcy Playground.
I smell sex and candy here. Who's that lounging in my chair?
It was a good song. They're a bit of a one-hit wonder, though, for sure.
Question number three. The first American woman to fly in space was Sally Ride.
Sally Ride is also a pretty great Janelle Monáe song.
Yeah, it is. That's right. Question number four. The hamburger sandwich with caramelized onions and Swiss cheese is a patty melt. Question number five. The comedic actor who co-founded the distribution company United Artists is Charlie Chaplin.
So he was kind of an SOB, but this was a good move.
That's right.
Do you know if United Artists still exists?
I thought so.
Yep, it's still kicking. It is now owned by Amazon MGM Studios, but it is a functioning film production company. The other founders were Mary Pickford and Douglas Fairbanks, as well as D.W. Griffith, and all of them were pretty big names in the golden era of cinema.
Question number 6. The music festival that took place in New York in 1999 and was plagued by bad weather, poor sanitation, and rampant incidences of sexual assault was Woodstock 99.
That was a mess.
True mess. There's a documentary, I think.
Super gross. Yeah, this was not great.
Question number 7. The founding member of the Grateful Dead, who was born Ronald McKiernan, was better known as Pigpen.
I don't have a source on this, but it doesn't sound like he, you know, had great hygiene, maybe?
Seems like.
Yeah, but a tragic story. I mean, dying at 27 is a total bummer, especially when he had so much ahead of him.
Yeah, it's terrible. Question number 8. The answer to question number 8 is the connection between the answers for questions 1 through 7. And we had answers like
Franklin D. Roosevelt,
Marcy Playground,
Sally Ride,
Patty Melt,
Charlie Chaplin,
Woodstock 99,
and Pigpen.
And all of those answers include a name of a character from Peanuts.
Thanks, old pal.
There goes Marcy with her butch girlfriend Peppermint Patty.
Totally right.
I know. It's a cute one, though. My kids still get the annual Peanuts calendar. So many pictures of just Snoopy hugging onto Woodstock that I'm like, dang it.
Oh, that's super cute.
It'll never not be sweet.
It's sweet. Returning to our bonus anagram of the week, our bonus anagram this week was Mr. Cutie.
That sounds like a new nickname from my little dog, Chester.
Let's adopt it.
Let's do it.
The question that went with this anagram was, native to India and Southeast Asia, what colorful superfood is a flowering plant in the ginger family? And the answer is turmeric. Mr. Cutie scrambles up to be turmeric.
Well, that brings us to the end of our quiz. That was a fun one. We hope that everybody enjoyed it. I think we're creeping up on our 5-year anniversary episode. I think that's coming up just around the corner. So heads up that we'll do a bonus round and do some fun stuff for that.
Wow, 5 years.
Yeah, long time.
That's right.
Well, we hope that everybody has a great week and we will talk to you all again next Tuesday.
Later, taters.
Thanks for listening to Trivia Time, the podcast quiz show. We hope you enjoyed playing along. If you did, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes to help boost our show ratings and get the word out. We might even give you a shout out on a future episode. Tune in every week for new episodes. We'd love to hear from you if you have any feedback. Our email is triviatimepodcast@gmail.com and our website is triviatimepodcast.com. On our website, you can find a printable PDF scoring sheet, which you can use to play along with every episode. We also have links to past episodes, monthly bonus visual rounds, exciting announcements, and more.
This week's background and answer break music was Separation by William King.
This has been a Pick and Shovel production recorded in Long Beach, California and Lawrence, Kansas. Special thanks to our friends, families, and all of our trivia buddies. This episode has been hosted and written by Kelly Sharon and Ricky Lime, edited by Ricky Lime, and features an intro song by Ricky Lime. Until next time, later taters.